Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
What's up, everybody? I'm Will Selva. And these are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network. Oh, Thursday Night Football was a good one. We've been hyping it all week on the show. In fact, we even had Blake Shelton, Cardinals superfan, on to talk about it. I know he's excited about the Hail Mary. Nearly got injured at home. Needless to say, he was excited. We were excited. And the battle for first place in the NFC West, featuring the Cardinals and Seahawks, kicking off Week 11 in Seattle last night. Mr. Unlimited. Still can't believe he did that video. Either way, Russell Wilson looking to snap his team's two-game losing streak.
Russ has time. Got a man in the back of the end zone. Reaching up, feet down. Touchdown, Seahawks. And a perfect teardrop pass from Russell Wilson.
So, Seattle moves back in first place in the division behind Wilson's two touchdown throws in the Seahawks' 28-21 win. Wide receiver Tyler Lockett, Mr. Dependable, caught all nine targets for 67 yards and that touchdown. The Cards were trailing by a touchdown with under a minute left, but Kyler Murray was sacked deep in Seahawks territory, stopping the Cardinals' comeback attempt. Earlier in the game, on Arizona's second drive, Murray was hit by Seattle's LJ Collier and Carlos Dunlap, resulting in a sore right shoulder that he was asked about after the game.
How's your arm feeling, and did that affect anything you were able to do in this game?
No, just came up short. Didn't execute when we needed to. Had our chances. Put up 21, had a chance to win the game at the end. But throughout the game, man, we started off slow. And then we just kept shooting ourselves in the foot. You know, they obviously they won the game, but you know, I think we can play a lot better.
In New Orleans, running back Alvin Kamara did not practice yesterday. He's been dealing with a foot injury for weeks, but said, quote, he's feeling good and he'll be all right. As for his quarterback Drew Brees, he's out for at least 2 weeks because of cracked ribs and a punctured lung, according to NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport. New Orleans head coach Sean Payton has yet to announce if Jameis Winston or Taysom Hill will start Sunday against the Falcons. Kamara, though, is confident in either guy.
I guess you guys saw a little bit of Jameis and what he could do last week. We've been seeing what Taysom can do. So, you know, both of those guys got some qualities to them that are obviously some great qualities. Taysom can run the ball. Jameis got a big arm. You know, those guys are both talented in their own right.
Meanwhile, Teddy Bridgewater, a former Saint, strained his MCL last week, and reports are he's unlikely to play Sunday. Yesterday, Bridgewater, when asked about his availability, saying, quote, we haven't decided on anything, just taking it one day at a time, unquote. But we'll keep you updated on what's happening on that situation with Teddy Bridgewater. And for the Panthers' opponent this week, the Lions, they have their own injury concerns as rookie running back DeAndre Swift is dealing with a concussion and his status for Sunday is very much in doubt. Swift had 149 total yards in last week's win over Washington as he emerges as Detroit's featured back. Oh, and speaking of the NFC North, you don't want to miss Good Morning Football from 7 to 10 Eastern as the crew is joined by a very special guest. Vikings rookie wide receiver Justin Jefferson stops by the virtual breakfast table. The guy has been a stud, putting up numbers that put him in some elite company among some of the game's greats, so you don't want to miss that. And you also don't want to miss my updates either, let's just be honest. Wait, for a complete preview of every NFL game on the slate this week, make sure to download the Around the NFL podcast to hear from your heroes. Those are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network.